Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Samach Dalet. Kuf Samach Dalet, and we are on Kuf Samach Gimel on the base, second to last line, as we had the last week and a half at Hashem of Baba Basra ahead of us. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar Rav. First we quote something that we discussed yesterday, which now we're going to go a little deeper into. Amar Rav, Shtar Haba Hu Ve'edav Al Hamachak Kusher. As we continue the laws of Shtaros, as this parak is all about different types of Shtaros, get Pashit, get Makusher, as we started off the parak with. But Rav made a statement yesterday that says, a Shtar that is all Al Hamachak, meaning one could tell, Beza could tell that there was erasure, there was the cloth was used before and it was erased, and now there is something new written on the Machak, that's Kusher. Kosher as long as the content of the shtar and the eidiv are both equally on the machak. And Rav is not worried about something written there beforehand because it was all erased beforehand and now everything is new on top of the erased part. So therefore Rav says it is kosher. V'yim tomar. And if you want to say, well, doesn't this leave room for faking, for forgery, because after all, let's say a person could get a shtar written with Edom on the erased part, and then what will he do? He'll erase the top part and write something else, and the Edom will still be there from the first part, from the first signatures. So therefore, why are we worried about that? V'im tomar mochek b'chozer mochek eino dome nimchak pamachas le'nimchak shtei pa'amim. No, Bezin will be able to tell how many times this was erased. Erased once versus erased twice, there's a difference between the two. And therefore, we're not worried that if everything, the Edom and the content, was on an erased shtar, and then he tried to erase the content and then write it over, we would be able to tell that the top part was erased twice, and the signatures were only erased once, and therefore, there is no worry that Edom will be mishakir, that the Baal Din will be mishakir in that way. V'leichosh, but maybe not. What about the following case? Maybe the Baal Din will think ahead. And what will he do? He'll take a shtar, he'll pour ink on the place where the Edom are going to sign, and he'll erase it. So the bottom part will now have been erased once, and Edom will sign it. And then, what will he do? Then he'll erase the inked part. And then he'll have everybody write on the shtar. He'll have write a shtar with the Edom. And then what will be at this point? The top part will never have been erased. The bottom part will have been erased once. And then he will erase the top part and then write whatever he wants. So then it'll all be equally erased once. So why are we worried about that? Why would he kasher everything on the machak? Right, and then when he would erase everything, everything will be erased twice. And therefore, why aren't we worried that he might do that and then be able to falsify the shtar? Amar Abaya, Abaya says no. When Rav says it's all kosher on the machak, that's only in a specific case. Kasava Rav, Eina Edim Chosman al Machak, Elim Kain, Nimchak Bifnehem. Only if it was Nimchak in front of them would Rav say, and they see what was there before, that's when it would be okay. The Ritva says here that the Edom are Medayik, the Edom are, use their heads. If they see a shtar that was already Nimchak, they're going to be careful in terms of what they sign. Says the Ritva right here, Umori Haram Haya Omer, Shem Hotzi Alav Ksav Yado, Shahashtar Vachasima Alam Machak Pasol. If somebody takes out Ksav Yado, the Ksav Yad, that he, his own handwriting, and everything is on the Machak Pasol, to Ha'ikal Amechosh, because you have a worry about this. Maybe this is what he did. He first poured ink on the bottom, and then he had Edim sign there, and then he would erase everything again, and then sign it again, and basically, you're leaving room for a sheker. Didavka edim didaiki shalolachtom bishtar elokin nimchak befreim kdei shalol yovel idei takala la'acherim bipshi asan aval agabi nafshi lo. So the Rifa explains Rav. Eina edim chosman al ashtar, unless it was nimchak befreim, the Baal Din doesn't matter because he'll falsify. But edim, we don't think the edim will lie and cause other people to lead to problems. Shalol yovel idei takala. They're worried about lifta iver. They're worried about the possibilities of people falsifying the shtars. Therefore, aid them to have to take these precautions. But when it comes to the Baal Din, he does it. But that's what the Ritva explains Rav, explains Abaye explaining Rav here, that it wouldn't be a problem in this case. Meisvei, is this really true? Meisvei says the Gemara, Hu al haniyar ve'edem al hamacha kosher, but the Brisa says that Hu al haniyar. What if the content of the shtar is on cloth that was never erased before? Hu al haniyar, the edem al hamacha, and the edem sign on an erased part. It's kosher, that's kosher. So says the Gemara, one second, v'leichosh, dilma machik lei, because of my debai, v'havi lei hu ve'edem al hamachak. Why is this kosher? If the star is written on unerased paper, and the edim are on erased paper, maybe he'll erase everything on top, and then write whatever he wants, and then everything will be erased once. So therefore, why is that a problem? Why would Rav machshir that case? That's an easy way of falsifying a star. Again, this is the first part of the brayso. We'll get to the second part. If the edim are signed on the machak and everything else is not on the machak. So the Gemara says, you're right. The only time when Rav would allow, when Rav would machshir, if the shtar is on what's called niyar, it's never been erased before, and the edim are on the machak, it was only if the edim specify. Deksivi, the edim sign in that brisa, when is it kosher? Dekasvi hachi anachle sadi chasamna al machaka vishtara kasev al niyara. They signed exactly what the case was. We're on the machak, and the rest of the shtar is on the niyar, never used before. And therefore, if the shtar comes to Bezdin and it's all on the machak, Bezdin will know. So where it says, wait a minute. Dekasvi hecha, where is this statement written on the shtar? The statement that the Edom say, well, we're signing on the machak and the rest of the shtar is on the niyar. Ibi lasachas gayislai. If it's right under the two Edom where they sign, well, there's a chash that the guy will just cut it off. And therefore you won't see that. Ii loi machiklai. And if it's above, then he'll erase it. Right? Just like the Edom signed on an erased part, so this part will also be an erased part. So Gemara says, the Kasvi bein Sadi Lasada Lasada. It was written in between the two witnesses' names. And therefore there's no worry. They're not going to cut it off, and they're not going to erase it. Why? Because if you erase it, you might come to erase a little bit of the names of the Chasimos, and the people won't mess around with that, because then that will automatically be a potential problem. The Yad Ramah says here, so what if you see that there was nothing, there was no erasure, there was no achshash of anything happening, would you still be machshir it? Says the Yad Ramah, let me just get it here, says the Yad Ramah, that maybe there is a, we're going to fine him anyway. Says the Yad Ramah, his Lashon is, Meisvei, he asked this question, and he quotes, V'ukimna, k'yon d'ksivi hachi, anach l'sadi chasimna maka v'shtar niyara, d'ilo kasi hachi, pasal. If they don't write this, again, the case is where the Edom sign on the machak, and the rest of the shtar is on the niyar, it's pasal. Why? V'knasahu d'kansu ha-rabanan. The Rabbanan were kones. Mishum de efshar liziyufe, dilma machik leva kasev my debay. Favile idvidi nimchak pamachas. If you use the shtar that the edim are on the machak and the regular shtar is on the niyar, it was never erased before. Rabbanan pasul this shtar unless you wrote this line, right? Hu al niyar ve'edim al machak. But one second. But the whole worry is that he'll erase what's on top and then he'll write something else on it. But what if you see it didn't happen? What if the Edim are on the Machak and the top part is on the Yar and they didn't write this line? But you see, nothing changed. Says the Yad Ramah, it's still possible. Because you use the Shtar that is very falsifiable, the Rabbanan said that Shtar is possible unless you write this extra line. Says the, that's the Yad Ramah. Knasu damkatsua Rabbanan bishub de efshar lizayufe. Because it's possible to use and falsify the Shtar, so that is why it is not allowed to be used unless you have this extra line that the Rabbanan added in. Again, the idea of a possibility of lying is what we find elsewhere, right? The Mishnah Maseches Shkalim describes how the Kohen, when he went in, the Kohen that took the Shkalim in the Mishkan and in the base of Mikdash, when he went in to get Shkalim out, he wasn't allowed to wear any clothing with pockets or with hems or with any place where he would be able to put any shekel that he takes, because, you know, people might be choshed him. If he becomes rich, oh, I know why he became rich. If he becomes poor, oh, I know why he became poor. It's getting punished. So that's what he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to wear any clothing with any type of place to put money, because the pasuk says v'nim sachein v'seichal tov b'nei elokim v'adam. The pasuk says the Mishnah Shkalim quotes it, because we have to be sure. So here too, Beis Din passed using this shtar that is very easily falsified, unless it says this statement in there. If it didn't write the statement, then the Yad Ramah says it's going to be possible. The Posuk on Shulchan Aruch also talk about this. The Sma and the Taz in Simen Mem Hei. The Sma says here in Simen Mem Hei, Os Mem Hei, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shtar, our case, Shtar Shehu Al Niyar, Ve'edav Al Machak, Pasol, Shema Yimchok Ashtar V'Yizayfu, V'Nimsa Hu Ve'edav Al Machak, V'Imkasvu Edem Anu Ha'edem Chasam Al Machak, V'Ashtar Al Niyar Kasher, as the Gemara says, V'Ushakasvu Kein Bein Chasimas Eda Rishon Al Chasimas Eda Sheni, Avalam Kasvu Kein Lefnei Chasimasam Al Achareyem, Lo Mahani. But if you wrote it before or after, it doesn't work, because why? Because it could be that the Edib, that the Baal Davar could mess around with it. But one second, but he didn't mess around with it. You see, it's still there. It doesn't matter. Once the Rabbanan said you have to do the shtar in a certain way to prevent falsification, that even if we see there was no falsification done, just like the Yad Ramah said, right? Even so, it's still going to be possible. The Sma here says, Hu Adin, on the line of the Shulchan Aruch that says, if the Edim wrote this extra line, the Sma says, Hu Adin, lo kasfunami. Even if they didn't write it, now maybe this is different. Lo kasfunami, im yesh revach, bein eid la eid, su leka lamechesh laziyuf, she yimchok lahashtar. If there's space between the two Edim's names, there's no worry of Ziyuf that the shtar will be nimchak. Da az yeh hashtar pasol. Da yom rusha yakasav bein eid la'ed, shashtar al aniyar, imlo. If there's enough space to have written it, and that place has been erased already, right, once before, as we said, so then also it would be kasher, because it's ki'ilu, it was written there. And if it's not, if you don't see it there, and the rest of the shtar is nimchak now, then you'd be worried that it wasn't nimchak, and it had said, shtar al aniyar, in Moshe Tomar, the Irish Edom Hema Lamachak Levad, v'chulu, and the spot continues, the Taz is not so happy with that, that addition, that even if just the space is there, the Gemara didn't say, the Gemara said, yeah, I have it written there. Okay, either way, that's the Sma and the Taz. The question also here is, Tosis discusses. Tosis that starts at the bottom goes over to the, Shtar is Nimchak. Says Tosvos, as the, Tosvos continues here on Kuf Zamach Dalanam and Aleph, Tosvos, quotes the, on top, Yim Tomer, second line, Shema Machak Anach Nesadi V'kol Ashar Shalamala Bar Mino Edim V'kasa Mai Deboi. So maybe Tosvos says maybe he, they erase more than what we see. Okay, Tosvos discusses the chashos that are involved. But the Rishonim, they'll discuss, if you look in the Piskei Rid, here in the back, the Pesuk Rid says, "Ein lachush she yimchok bal ashtar es ha'anach nesahadi mishum de bedera klal b'mechikas tevo she bein chasimos ha'edim yimochik ma'at me'achasimos." As we just said, "V'lo mistaver she yekalkel bal ashtar es ha'chasimos she baladeim ein ashtar shavim me'uma." Anything that's in between or right next to the Edim, we're not nervous that a person is going to try to erase, because then it's going to show and it's going to be clear that there was falsification. There is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. What was the language of this extra line that was put in? Right, the two Edim have to say, we saw that the rest of the Shtar was written on unerased document, and we saw that on the erased document. The Meiri here has two deos. The Meiri says, Zeshek asav nu lamala shekosin bein chasima seidim anach nesadi chasin amakar v'shtori v'aniyara yearly shebal haTalmud kitzer es advarim lichlol divrei shnehem belashon echad. Really, the Gemara says anach nesadi, we signed. Says the Meiri, mikom akom yearly sheshnehem kosvin kach. Ratz alomar shaharishon yachtom Ruvein ben Yaakov eid v'chasim na'amachka v'shtara aniyara v'yismo chasheni es chasima so v'yomar gamani chasamti amachka v'shtara aniyara Shimon ben Yehuda eid. Says the Meiri, they both have to write this line. That's to appear twice in the shtar. Ve'im lo kein, ela shaha echad yichtov kein, bilashon shnehem, even if one of them signs it, but he says it on behalf of two of them, va'asheni yachtom kipshuto, and the second one signs pashtus, just like a regular signature, hari ein lanu baze ela eid echad. That's one day. It says, Yireli. It appears to me that they both have to say it. But he says, v'kamakal, davar zelo re'izav lechem anam afarshim. I didn't see anybody else say this. And the Meiri knows. The Meiri knew all the Rishonim. He was a late Rishon. V'kulav sovrim, she'en sharela miksivas ha'echad. But it seems like, clearly, from the stimas ha'rishonim before me, says the Meiri, that you don't need this. I think that would be svar. You would need each one to say, I am this aid, and I'm starting on the machak, and the rest of the star is on the niyar. But you don't see this. Ula divreim, says the Meiri, I guess what you have to say is, mi'a yireli, didavka shekasav kein ha'rishon. Okay, so you only want one of them to write it? So at least the first one has to write it. V'harei ra'a ha'sheni kein, kishachasam, v'chasam alakol. The second one saw the first one added this line, and when he signs it, it must be he's agreeing to whatever the first one wrote. Avalam lo kasav kein ela ha'acharon. But if only the second one did it, v'af al pisha v'lashon shneyem kasav. But even if he wrote it in the plural, hechsom chinolav. V'harei lo kasav idaz chaveiro. V'shema av shalom afanav. Sharei eino eidim tzrichim laklom zeh b'fnei zeh. So that's what he quotes. The Meiri has 2 days. Says, Misvara, I would rather have said that they both have to write it, but nobody else says that. So it must be one of them is right. It's enough. But that one of them has to be the first one, not the second one, says the Meiri. And then the Meiri quotes the Rav Gedolei Catalonia. That's the Rashba. Reisi Gedolei Catalonia, Shepirshua Af Ba'acharon, Mibnei She'en Choshashin Eid Echad B'Shakron. We don't assume that if one aid signs with another aid, he's going to be lying. As we said, there's a difference between what we are choshed that the Edom would do and what we are choshed that Baalei Davar would do. Baalei Davar, they would lie. They want their money. They're involved. They're no gave a davar. Edom, one aid signing for on behalf of someone else, and they would lie. That we don't think that. So that's the Rashba says, even if the second one wrote it. Ubahas kamaso. Umikan yatsa lahem aide maisa. And then he quotes a story. Okay, not for now. But either way, that's an important discussion of the Meiri, when the Gemara here says that you have this extra line in there. How was it formulated? Did both of them write it? Did one of them write it? Did only the first, if it's only one of them, is it only the first one? Or is it even the second one? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. So what did we just say? We just quoted the Braisa. The Braisa had a line that said, if the whole star is written on Niyar, and the Edim are signed on the Machak, on a place that has been erased already, that's Kasher, as long as they have this extra line. As long as they have the line that says, we are signing on Machak, and the rest of the star is on the Niyar. If you have that line written in between the Edim, so then it's okay. Says the Gemara, Yahachi, but 1 second, look at the next line of the Braisa. Ema Seifa, hu alad amachak ve'edav aniyar. What about the opposite? If the whole star was written on erased cloth before, and the edim are on beautiful, perfect, unerased. So, puzzle. The Gemara says, that's puzzle. The Gemara says, why is that puzzle? Why don't you say the same thing? Am I puzzle? Why don't you have the edim sign also? Hachanami. Nechtavu hachi. Let the edim sign as follows. Anachna sadi chasam nal aniyara. We are edim, and we signed on the Niyar Ushtara al Machaka. So why don't we say the same thing? Have them write a statement that's explicates exactly what they did. So where it says, Hashtanami. So what are you worried about? My Amrit, Mochek Vichoser Umochek. What, you're gonna tell me you're nervous that he's going to erase and then write something again and then erase it again? Ha Amrit Dina Doma Nimchak Pamachachs La Nimchak Shte Pa'amim. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. No, there'll be a difference, and we're not worried about that. Why? You could tell the difference between something being erased once and something being erased twice. And therefore, in our case, it's not going to help. If the Edim sign this statement that it is on the Machak and the Edim on the Niyar, because it could be erased again. And the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. You could tell the difference between being erased once and being erased twice. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hani Mili, when could you tell that difference? And therefore, you should machshir in the seifa. You can tell the difference. Hani mi lehecha de chasimi sadi amachka. If the erase part are right next to each other, erase once and erase twice, then you can compare the two, and you can see the difference between having been erased once and having been erased twice. Hecha de lo chasimi sadi amachka el al aniyara lo yadia. But if you just have erase part next to unerased part, right? That was never erased, so then it's much harder to tell if the machag was erased once or twice, because you don't have the relation, but they don't have the relative between the first part and the second part right next to each other, and therefore it is lo yadiyah, wouldn't it be known, and that's why the seifa of the brisa is puzzle, because just having this line wouldn't help you, because even if they would erase it and they would falsify, you wouldn't be able to tell how many times it's been erased, and therefore if the edim say that we're on the yar and the rest of it is on the machak, that would still leave possibilities of falsification, because they could erase the shtar right and again, and even if it's erased once or twice, they wouldn't be able to tell the difference next to the Adim's signatures. Says the Gemara, okay, what, the Adim signatures, that was never erased, and therefore you wouldn't be able to tell how many times it's been erased? So bring a different shtar. V'leisi v'gilta achriti. Just bring another shtar. V'libcho v'lidmi, and erase it once, and compare. Because now we're nervous. What are we nervous about? That the part of the shtar, the main part of the shtar, was erased twice. And you're saying, oh, you'll be able to tell if it's erased twice or once if you have another piece of shtar next to it. So get another shtar. Get another shtar, erase once, put ink on there, erase it, and then put it next to this shtar. And then you'll be able to tell if it was erased once or twice. Says the Gemara, no. Lo dami machka daha megilta, la machka daha megilta. Different scrolls behave differently. The erasure on one scroll wouldn't be the same as the erasure on another scroll. And even one scroll's erasure of 2 days might look like another scroll's erasure of 1 day, right, or one time. And therefore, it's not going to help you to bring another scroll. Good. We're almost done. Okay, so why don't you be makabel the chasimos of the edim in the bezdin? Meaning, you have edim written there on the shtar. You just don't know if the above part was erased once or twice. So why don't you accept that you do kiyum shtaris on those edim, on those signatures, and then erase those signatures, and then see what it looks like. And then you'll be able to tell. It's the same shtar. Right? V'limcho v'lidmi. Right? Write something new on there, and then you'll be able to tell. It's the same shtar. So Amar Rav Oshia, it's still not going to be a way to solve the problem. Ein odome nimchak ben yomo l'nimchak ben shtei yamim. Still erased after 1 day, erased after 2 days, it still looks different. Looks different, and therefore it's still not going to be a proper way to check. Last one, v'lishaye, so why do you wait a day? You're saying the other one might have waited 2 days, so wait 2 days, and then compare them. We don't have such confidence with every bezdin that they'll know exactly, wait a day, wait 2 days, and be able to compare, and therefore, Lamaisa, that is why in Seifa, it is a problem, and in the Risha, it is not a problem. So Lamaskana, as the Rashbam here explains, and the others, Lamaskana, Rav says, as we started off today's daf, Rav says, Shtar haba hu ve'edam alamachak, kosher. If Edim sign on a shtar, that the whole shtar is clearly has been used before, and has been erased, it's kosher. It's all, and we're not worried about mochek v'chozer, mochek, because you'd be able to tell how many times things have been erased. What happens if part of the shtar was erased, part of it was not erased? So it depends. If the first part, if the main part was erased and the edim are signing on the niar, that's puzzle. But if the rest of the shtar is on the niar and the edim are signing on the machak, then it is kosher, as the Gemara just explained. What does the Gemara mean here that chayshinan lebez did toin? We're worried. Explains the Rashbam on the last couple of lines. The einostin leiv ledamos v'limchok. What edim are going to erase and then wait a day and then get others sick? We're not so confident. Says the Ritva. There are other Gemaras that say we're not choshish lebez did toin. We're not choshish that Bez is going to make such a mistake. So how could this Gemara say, Bez and Tol, what's the difference between the mistakes of others and the mistakes that are discussed here? So explains the Ritva, it's two different types of mistakes that we're talking about. Says they may just find the language of the Ritva. Says the Ritva, in a case where Edim, I'm not going to find it right now, it's a big piece. In a case where the Dayanim are talking about a halacha, that we're not choshish lebez did toin. But if the issue is a case of the mitzius, about how to treat documents, and how signatures, you know, work, fade after one day, after another day, then we are choshish lebez did toin. That's the Ritva's chilek between our case here, which is a mitzias case, not a halachic case, that could be a problem, versus the cases of the other cases of halacha. Based on that, the Chashuki Chevin has the following discussion. He has a case of a get that came, and Reuven Masel Abezdin Ksav Shlichus, Uminu Lagarish Zishto. Reuven appointed Shimon to divorce his wife, Ubezdin Kachasa. Bezdin gets this document that Shimon has, that Reuven said Tzivi Habal, to divorce his wife, and he did it. Kasu Venatsu Galeisha. Ach Ka'es, and that was a couple years ago. And now, maybe Habal Edim, the Baal brings Edim, Shehu Darash Mi Bezdin, Lefeha Edim. The Baal brings Edim that he, in front of the Bezdin, asks the Bezdin, based on the Edim's testimony, Sheterem Nesinas Haget, Tashivlo Ha'isha, Schum Kesef, Shedganva Mimenu. My wife, says the man, you know, has a bunch of money of mine, and I want it back before I give the get. Right, not such a nice thing to do, but let's say it's a lot of money, whatever. Imlo, Shelo Yitros Haget, B'shum Ofan. V'toyin Abal, Shelo Kiblo, the husband says, I never got the money. But the woman's holding the get. Are we choshes that the Bezdin forgot or didn't act based on his claim? There are two Edim here. We don't assume the Edim are lying. So do we assume that Bezdin went through with the Gerishin if the man is saying that he owed the money? Are we choshes? So are we choshes that Bezdin's going to forget something? Says the Chashuk Echem, and he quotes our Gemara, Bezdin Towin, and then he quotes the Gemara earlier, right? We have the Gemara here, Kuf Samach Dalet, Bezdin Towin. The earlier we had the Gemara, Kuf Amal Chesem Abeis, Rav Dimi says, Ein Choshen Le Bezdin Towin, and the question is, what's the difference? When are you Choshen Le Bezdin Towin? So he quotes from the Sma, it's in Mem Aleph. V'had Tzarech Lichto B'Shtar Shekaru, Ava Gavlek Dolo Chayshin Le Bezdin Towin, Mikal Makom, L'Shichacha Chayshinan, She'yachashvu L'Karu V'yishkachu V'yado. Mivor Medivri Asma, says the Chajuk Echeben, She'yitachay, it's possible that Bezdin would forget something. Maybe Bezdin forgot to ask from the woman the money. But says the Chashuk Echem in Mistama, I don't think so. Shedvarim chamurim kol kach. Shalav haget mutzav ubil adav ein kan get. Davar kazeh Bezdin lo yishkechu. Okay, other context of Bezdin forgetting to do something after the din is over. To rip something up, you know, that's something that maybe Bezdin will forget. But in the atnai on the shtar gittin, and then he quotes, there was a story, Maisa Nora, Ira, Eitzel Mori V'Rabi Asar HaTosefta, Moran Baral Chazon Yechezgel, Cheskel Abramsky. He quotes a story, that after Maso Matan and Bezdin Bir Acheres Al Shlichos Aged, U Bezdin Sholach HaZaged, Bezdin sent a get, V'Kosvulo, and they wrote to Rav Yechezgel Abramsky, this is the get, and there's a tiny hole in the corner, so that you know it's a good get. And he didn't find the hole. He looked around the gate, he didn't find the hole. Aval hayabarlo shezeget, but he knew for sure. He rios no sophos. He knew this was vaday, the get that was sent by the next bastion, and just that they forgot to write the little hole. Vitala maran lo mar sheshachachu lenakeves haget. Ukedebri asma, so he was makshir the get, even though there was no tiny hole. And this is not a stira. Mishum shim baro lebezdin shezeo aget efshal achshiro gambliya simin shel anekev b'mikrim misuyamim mashekin laver al das habal v'laseis get mi b'li lekabel as mashedarash hari zepos las aget ein lachsho shebez achas v'shal mishkul las azos. Right, it's not in the case that was under discussion where Bezdin is going to forget to do something before the get is given. We're not choshes they're going to forget that. Something after everything is done, they forgot to make the hole in the get. They forgot to rip up a shtar that was supposed to be ripped up afterwards. That we assume maybe would be forgotten. And therefore, Lamaisa, and he quotes that others agree with the Chazon Yechezkel, the Achiezer, Lamaisa, if there is an issue whether Bezdin forgot something or Bezdin didn't forget anything. So it depends on the significance of the factor. That's what basically is said right here in the Chashuk Echemet. Good. We continue. Second to last line. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Bikushar Vechulu. So now, Baruch Hashem, we get back to the first Mishnah in the Perek. First Mishnah in the Perek, back on Daf Kuf Samach. Always good to remember which dafim the prakim started out on. Right, the 10th prakim, this is the 10th parak. Right here, Kuf Samach, going to Kuf Ayin Vav. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, what happens, right, we know that we mentioned at the beginning of the parak, there are differences between a get pashut and a get makushar. Where the edim are written, are the edim are on the front, or edim are on the back? How many edim are there? Are there two edim, are there three edim? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said in the Mishnah, if you have a makushar, that the edim are written on the inside, it's still kosher. Still kosher. Why? Mipnei sheyachol lasoso pashut. Because the You could just open up the shtar and make it into a pashut. So even though the edim are signed on the front, on the inside, and usually a makushar requires there to be edim only on the outside, it's still okay, it's still kosher. That is what the Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said. Says the Gemara, Heshev Rabbi, Ladivir Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Rabbi says to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Vahalo, Ein domez mano shozel es mano shozel. I don't understand. Even if you want to say, oh, you could turn this Makushar into the Pashud, but still, Ein domez. There's still going to be a difference between the shtaros. You can't just make a makushar into a pashut and say, oh, the edim are on the inside, so it's okay. The dates are different. What do you mean the dates are different? As the Gemara says as follows. Here's another. Add this on to the differences between a pashut and a makushar. Pashut, malach shana, monen lo shana. Shtayim, monen lo shtayim. By a get pashut, the dates are written pashut. Simple. Whatever the year, remember those days, they went by the years of the king, like the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin as well, they went by the years of the king. So a pashut, if it's the first year of the king, they wrote the first year of the king. The second year of the king, they wrote the second year of the king. That's by a regular get. There's no confusion. Mikushar melech molach shana modin lo shtayim. If it's the first year of the king, they wrote the second year of the king. Shtayim modin lo gimel. Second year of the king, they wrote the third year of the king. Why'd they do that? Explains the Rashbam. Look on the third line of the Rashbam. Avo mekusha remolok shana kosev b'shtar shtayim. Shtayim monen lo shalosh. Klomar, magdim in lo shana. You give him an extra year in his malchus. Shaharei minog ha'uma kidla kamon lahaktim lamelach shana. That was the minog of the time, of many countries. Why'd they do that? V'shema lechvod ha'melach ha'yu osin. Maybe they did it for the covenant of the king. Klomar kvar hechzik b'malchuso shtei shanim. He just became king, but you know what we're gonna write? He's been king for 2 years. Oh, he's been a monarch, you know, for as long as we can remember. You add on another extra year to his monarchy. So that says the Rashbam, that's what people did. And the Chachamim, keep reading the Rashbam. The Chachamim tiknu lichto b'mekushar kimina ge'umah. The Chachamim said, let's do that. Kidei loseis chilukim rabi harbei v'chumris b'mekushar. To have another difference between Pashut and Makushar, they gotta think, they gotta wait, okay, there's a difference in writing the date. Mishum takana sakonim hakabdanim. As we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the parak, the whole point of the get Makushar is for the kohanim to have extra time, for them to calm down from their ka'as, right, before divorcing their wives, because as we know, the kohen cannot be mafzer grushaso, and therefore, says the Gemara, this is another difference between Pashut and Makushar, how you write the date. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, so you're telling me, Rabbi asked Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, you're telling me that just open up the shtar, and therefore, if the edim are on the inside, by a get Makushar, it's okay, because you just open it up. It's not okay, because now it's an open shtar, and you have a date that's the wrong date. And you have a date that's the future date. And therefore, Vizimnin, says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Vizimnin the Yosef Mine Zuze b'Makushar, maybe you'll borrow money from somebody in a Makushar star. Meaning, let's say it's the second year of the king, and you write the third year of the king. So you've just post-dated that star about borrowing money. Umisramile Zuze b'Eni b'Eni uparale. What's going to happen? Let's say the Lova gets money during that year, and he pays back the Malva, but the Malva says, I can't find the shtar right now, I'm sorry. V'yomarle havli shtari, he'll say, give me my shtar, v'omarle irkasli, he'll say, I lost it. I lost the shtar, v'kasev leitavre, and I'll write him a shovar, I'll write him a receipt that he paid. V'chimati zimne mashvile pashit. And then what happens when it's time to collect his loan, he'll open up the shtar, he'll make it into a pashit. The pashit's date is after the time of the shovar. So what would he say? Right. Oh, this shover that you're holding, that was from an earlier loan that was paid up. But this is a new one, because the date is much later. So why aren't we nervous? So this is the question Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina ben Gamliel. Right? You're telling me, oh, you're just going to open it up? You can't just open it up. We can't just make a makushar into a pashut. Number one, the date is different. And if you want to say, okay, what's the difference? Why shouldn't it be a problem? Because it's a get shtar me'uchar. Shtar me'uchar is kasher. Shtar muktim is possible. Muktim is possible because I'm obligating balechovos and lekuchos from earlier. For that you can't do. Shtar meuchar is okay. If you write a later date on the shtar, that is kasher. Just an earlier date. That's the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin. That's which we'll get to in a month and a half or so. But the Mu'uchar is kosher. But here the Mu'uchar is not kosher because he could say that the shofar was written earlier and therefore, we're nervous. So says the Gemara, you're right. Kasavar and Kosvin shofar. When Rebbe says that, I'm sorry, when Rebbe Ben Gamliel says that you could open it up and you can make the Bekusher into the Pashit, he's assuming that that's only in a case where shofaros aren't written. Meaning what? If a person comes, if the lova comes to pay back the malva, and the malva does not have the shtar, we would not allow the lova to pay. We would say, keep your money. We're not writing a shofar and making you be responsible to hold on to the receipt. No, there's no receipts given. He doesn't give you back the shtar, so you don't have to pay the money. Says the Gemara, now, mi baki Rebbe b'mekushar. Is Rebbe such a bucky? Rebbe asked this question to Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel. Would we say he is a bucky in the Mekushar? Like he asked this question about this man. V'hahu Mekushar. And remember the dates written in other shtaros. Zman beget is a Gemara Maseches Gittin. We discussed at length about the Takana Drabanan of why you need Zman in the get to prevent peros or to prevent yechap al basachoso, to prevent a person overprotecting their wife in terms of a Maises Nus. So we discussed that by get. But here, by a Mekushar and a Pashut, so there's a question about which date to write, not just to write the date. So says the Gemara, was Rebbe a Bucky in Mekushar, had to write certain shtaris, v'hahi Mekushar, das lakami de Rebbe. There was a certain Mekushar that came in front of Rebbe, v'amar Rebbe, shtar me'uchar zeh, and Rebbe saw the date of the king, and he saw it was the following year. So he says, this is a shtar me'uchar. I don't understand. Why is it post-dated? V'amar le zunin le Rebbe. Zunin, who's zunin? Rashi of Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf nun hei, says he was a Jew. Marsha says otherwise, maybe he was not a Jew, maybe he was a guy, Ovid Avodah Zarah, but either way, Zunin says to Rebbe, Kach min haga shalom azu. That's the derech of this Uma, and that's what the Rabbanan also added into the Get Mekushar. Malach Shana, Monin lo Shtayim. Shtayim, Monin lo Shalosh, right? You always add on a year. So you see, so how could Rebbe say, how could the Gemara say a story that Rebbe was such an expert asking a question? You see, it wasn't. Basar Deshama Mizunin Savra. Zunin explained it to him. So after Zunin explained it to him, then he was able to understand. We find also elsewhere, Rebbe was, the greatest Rabbanan are always bekiyin in various areas of both shtaros, but anything that has to do with halacha. So having to write different shtaros, that has to do with halacha. Right? Rebbe also, if you look at the first parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, actually we'll get to that, in terms of mumin of a bechor. We know a bechor is an automatic carbon, bechor behema tahora, by bakar vatzon, it's an automatic carbon, but it's the only carbon that if it gets a mum, it automatically becomes chulin. Usually if a carbon gets a mum, it's psule hamagdashin, it still has to be redeemed, and there's still limitations on what one has to do with it, in terms of giza v'avoda, in terms of work, in terms of shearing its wool. But a bechor, special din, automatic. A bechor is automatically kadosh, but it's automatically not kadosh if there is a mum kavua. But what's a mum kavua? How do you know what a mum over is? A temporary mum? How do you know what a mum kavua is? And the Gemara discusses that the Kohanim were chashud in putting a mum kavua on their animals because they didn't want to have to schlep it to the Yerushalayim to use it as a carbon. But it says that some of the Tanoim, Rebbe, right? Like right here, Rebbe. Rebbe went to a farm for 18 months. For a year and a half to learn about the halachas of mumin, because that has to do with halacha, and therefore, even if it's on a farm outside the Beis Medrash, he went to be able to get the smicha of Yatir Bechoros. Yatir Bechoros, that's the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Different types of smichas for different areas of expertise. But there's not all Tanoim were experts in terms of Yatir Bechoros. But here the Gemara says, after Zunin taught it to Rebbe, so then it would be acceptable. But again, Lamaisa, this is another difference between the Get Mekushar and a Get Pashut in terms of how to write the dates on the shtar. And this is Lamaisa, what is done. The Meiri here quotes Lamaisa, as the Meiri always does, summing up the Gemara, says the Meiri, let me just find the Lashon, says the Meiri here. Says the Meiri right here on the Gemara. Kvar bi'arnu shenoagin hayu b'mekushar she'emalach shana modin lo shtayim v'kosho hayu roin b'shtar shana plonis hayu donin osa al shana hakodemisla v'hayu somchin bazeh al haminag hayadua etzlam. Everybody did it, so everybody knew, so you always know that this is the wrong date, so to speak. Umonin mishana hakodemes. Meata. Kol shenoagin b'makom shenasa boashtar. Be'eze davar chidish holchen acharav. V'danin bo b'chol makom. Whenever you're in a place with a certain minhagim of what's written on a shtar, you go by those minhagim. Af im hiskiru shahu noagim shebashana rishona shamalak karon lo arkan, as we'll get to, certain other different types of minhagim, but that's what you learn, says the Meir from this Gemara, that you always go by the minhag makom when it comes to dinei mamonis, like we know the halacha of situmta, that type of kinyan, shaking hands, right, that's also, a kinyan that's based on the minhag makom. Okay, says the Gemara, continuing. Haushtara, there was a shtar pashut. Not a shtar makusha, the Rashbam adds in pashut. Shavahushtar, davi kasebe, bishnas ploni arkan. That's the lashon. In the year of ploni arkan. What does arkan mean? So we have no idea what it means. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, yibadek, emasai oman arkan barkanusi. It means some type of malchus, some type of monarchy. Right, the Rashbam says, "Lava ploni mi ploni v'lo havi kasev be kamashanim l'malchuso shloso melech." It didn't say what year of the king. Right, we just said that it says, "Oh, a pashut says the year, and makusha says the future, the following year." But here it didn't say; it just said the word arkan. So we don't know what that means. So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Chanina, check yibadik emasai aman arkan ba arkanuse. See when he became a melech. The Rashbam says ki bishana rishona shamalchuso nechtav shtar ze. Arkan is the first year. See when he became the king, and therefore, if this is the third year if he became the king, then this is the third year shtar. Arkan means first year he was king. Says the Gemara V'Delma D'Aruch Malchusei, maybe it means, no, from the word Aruch, long. Maybe it means he's been a melech for many years. Maybe that's what it means, Aruch Malchusei. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what the minhag of this locale was. Right? Amar Avoshia, Kach Minhaga Shalu Mazu, Shana Rishana Korin Lo Arkan, Shnia Korin Lo Digun, that's Greek for two. Dilma, so that's why the minhag is, Arkan always means the first year, and that was understood. If you look at the Rebbe Elchanan here, in the Kovach Yerim, Tavkuf Tzadivav, he quotes he quotes two words in the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Arech Malchuso, it's the first one, and therefore, you could be Torei from Lekuchos, Mikanu Lahaba. Says the Rashbam, Klomar, La'achar Sheherech, Umalak HaMashanim, Lava Ploni Zemi Ploni, V'lo Yishvi Lekuchos, Ala Mikanu Lahaba. That was the Gemara's question. Maybe it means Arech Malchuso, and his Malchus has been for a long time, and you could only be Torei from later on? No. This Malchus always writes, Arech in the first year of the king. What was the Havamina? Arech, he's been a king for a long time, and then, so when could you be Torah from? The Rashbam says, Vikanu lahaba. What does that mean? Every year could be, you know, Arech Malchuso, and his Malchus has been for a long time. Says the Kovach Yerim, Olofim Bashaglaza Betosvas Exubis, that to be Torah from Lekuchos, the shtar has to be Muchach Mitocho, it has to be clear what the date is. So here, what does the Rashbam mean? It's never going to be clear. If it says, Arech, in the Havamina, that it's not, you're right, Arech in the first year of the king. Fahacha, the kasev, Arech Malchusei, Eino Muchach Mitocho. It's not clear. Ve'eino Yachol Likvos Mimashav Dikla. You should never be able to collect with this star. So he says, maybe what it means is, after the king dies. Maybe that's what it means. Mikano Lahaba, but that doesn't sound that way from the words. Call you Akanami, maybe call you Mechayai Amelach, Eina Mucha Mitocha. Fishemba Kavanas Arashbam, to go with Mikano Lahaba, Hainu Lahachar Misas Amelach. Maybe that's what it means, but I find that hard to put into the words of the Rashbam. So a little difficult to know that Havamina. When would allowance of collection be in the Havamina of that, of the Gemara? But either way, the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case where it's a locale where the first year they always write Arkan, the second year they always write Deacon. Says the Gemara, V'dilma avure avru v'hadar akmuhu. Maybe this king had two reigns. Right? Sometimes you have a leader that has two reigns, and in between, he's not the leader. So maybe here, the loan was in the second reign, but they're going to collect from the first reign. How do you know that the Arech means the second reign? Amar Yirmiya, hahu Arkan Deacon karulei. If it's the second reign, he would say, Arkan Digun. The first year of his second reign. That's what it would say. Okay, period. Tanur Rabbanan, branching out to another area of halacha with these words, Hareni Nazir. If somebody says I'm a Nazir, he doesn't specify how many Naziras he accepts. So, Sumchas Omar, Hina Achas. If he says I'm a Nazir, Hina, Hina is one. So, that's one Naziris. Digun Shtayim. If he says I'm a Nazir Digun, then he's a Nazir for 2 months. Trigun Gimel. Tatrigun Arba. Pentigun, Pentagon, Chamesh. Right? Each one of these words is a, has a different, connotation. Tosfa says here, what's the Chiddush? If these words mean that, then what's the Chiddush? It's as if he's saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's the Chiddush? Tosfa says, even if he himself doesn't understand what he's saying. But he's using those words. And Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Tosfa says, V'yesh Lomar, D'im Einu Yodeya Ma'u Lashon Digun, Trigun, V'yomar, Haredi Nazir Digun Trigun. Why does he say that? Good question. But he says it. So if he says that, Ve'eno Mashma B'Lashon Ve'eno, and he does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, right? The Marsha changes it. Ve'eno Mashma B'Lashon HaKodesh Kama, right? The Ihai Havei Lashon Loeis, Va'kamashmon Davik Lashon Chachamim V'chayiv, Imamar Digun Shtei Naziris. Right? This is buying into the Lashon HaChachamim. And even if you don't understand it, it has power, and therefore you are a Nazir, even if yourself, even if he didn't understand it fully. And this is what the Ritva says here. Also, the Ritva's Lashon is in a case of, he quotes, Pirish Petosvis, Shezech Chayiv LeNaziris Midin Kinuye Naziris, and he, it's a Kinuye of Naziris, and even if he doesn't understand it fully. He says, Aval Deloshon Gaim Aslomer Gaim Amadar Veloshon HaKodesh, let me just find the line, Va'od says the Kiva Delainya Naziris Niskavein Zu Naziris Gemurahi, the Afal Pi Shahanoder Eino Maven Aloshon Yafeh. Right, even if he doesn't understand it fully, still, it is Lashon Yevani Gamur, and if he said it, and if he said it, he's a Nazir, for that amount of, times. We know sometimes, using words in Halacha, certain languages, you have to understand it, and sometimes if you don't understand it, it has automatic power. Bitul Chametz, the post can point out. If when I say Bitul Chametz in Aramaic, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I think I'm like davening for a sweet Pesach. Right? So then it's meaningless. I wasn't mevatel my chametz. Right? I say, levi batel, levi kafir da'ara. You have to understand what you're talking about by bitul chametz. But let's say, kriya shma. Let's say I say kriya shma, I don't understand the words. So then we paskin that you yotzei anyway. Even if I don't understand anything. Right? Me'ikar adin, one could say kriya shma in any language. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Beis in Arachayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, yocho likrosa b'chol lashon. V'yizar midivri shiva, you have to know how to translate everything. And the Bir Halacha here is very not supportive of saying it in another language. It says, better to say it, you know, struggle a little bit. Struggle a little bit with the words of, the Lashon HaKodesh. It's hard to translate certain words. Latotafos, right? How do you translate all these words? So better to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, which itself has inherent power and, effect, even if one doesn't, understand it. While other languages, you know, would only be if one understands it. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. A third context. So what, we've been speaking about Shtaris. Right, the year of the king. We've spoken about Naziris. Now we have Tana Rabbanan. Next, base eagle. Base eagle. Somebody has a round house. A round house. Digun, or a house with two corners. Right, it's round on one side and square on the other. Trigun, three corners. Pentigun, five corners. Einam tami bidagun. Tumas tsaras habayis is only by a four-cornered house. That is what our Brisa says. This is really a machlokes tanoim. If you look in the Mishnah and Maseches Negoim, it's not so simple. Machlokes about what the Rambam paskins, but at least our Gemara, if you look first on Mishnayos, they discuss it. The Tosfos Yontif has a big piece on the Mishnah in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos of Maseches Negoim, but our Gemara at least holds, this day holds, that it's only a four. Meaning, what about a five? In other contexts, like tzitzis, if you have a four-cornered garment, five-cornered garment, four is like the minimum. If you have more, then it's still chayiv. And here, it's only four and not five. Why should there be a difference between negayim and tzitzis? That's what the post can discuss there on the Mishnah. But anyway, says the Gemara, the Dotum must have gone. Tatrigon, four, metami bidagon. Minoni, mili, the Tana Rabbanan. Lamala, omer, kir, kiros, shtayim. Lamata, omer, kir, kiros, shtayim, arikan, arba. So he uses the Lashon kiros, plural, twice. That's two times four. Period. Hahu Makusha Das Lakame de Rebbe, Vama Rebbe Ains Van Bazel. We had this story a few days ago. There was a Makusha that came in front of Rebbe, who now we know Rebbe was an expert in the laws. So Rebbe says there's no date here. Ains Van Bazel. Amalei Rabbi Shimon Barabi Bar Rabbi La Rabbi Shema Bank Shar of Movla. Maybe the date is written in between the folds. Maybe you just don't see it. Open it up. Palye, so he opened it up, and surely there it was. Vachazye, he saw the date. Hadar Chazeh be Rabbi Bevishus. So he saw that Rabbi looked at him very. He was very upset at him. He was very upset at him. Why was he upset at him? Amarlei Lav Anokas, meaning what was he upset? The Rashbam has a couple of days here. Why was he upset? Why Ubert Sona? He thought that his son wrote it. Ubert Sona Lo Ayosim Mekushra La Pashit Levisha Tomba. He thought that to make a Mekushra into a Pashit is a mistake because people might not see the date, or it was too stuck into the folds, and that's why Rebbe made a mistake. He was upset that he wrote it all the way in and not on the edge. For some reason, Rebbe was upset at his son, Rebbe Shimon. Amalei, lav anakasvet hasafte. So he says, wait a minute, I didn't write it. Don't get upset at me. I didn't write it. Rebbe Yehuda Chaite kasve. Rebbe Yehuda Chaite wrote it. Don't get upset at me. So Rebbe says to him, Amalei, klach mi lashon hara zeh. Why are you telling me who wrote it? What are you selling lashon hara for? The Rashbam explains, you could have just told me that you didn't write it. You didn't have to tell me who wrote it. I didn't need that information. Why do you have to tell me that? Right? Why did he say it? Why did he say it? So, says the, we'll have to get to that, Hashem. Maybe tomorrow. Let's just finish up the section and then we'll start with this tomorrow. Zimn in another story, Haba Yosef Kamev Kapasik Sidra Besefer Tehillim. Rebbe was reading Tehillim and he finished the section of Tehillim that he was reading. Omar Rebbe, Kamem Yusher Ksav Zeh. This is gorgeous Ksav. What an amazing, Sefer of Tehillim. Omar Le Lav Anoka Safte, Yudachaydi Kasve. I didn't write it. Yudachaydi wrote it. Omar Le Klach Miloshan Arazeh. Says, why are you telling me this? Why is that Lashon Hara? Bishta Mahasa Mika Lashon Hara. Elahacha Mai Lashon Hara Ika. This is Lashon Tov. This isn't Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, Mishim Derav Dimi. The Tani Rav Dimi Achua Derav Safra. La Olam Ayisapar Adam Betovaso Shal Chavero. Shemitov Tovaso. Bali Dei Raso. Don't say something great. You shouldn't be talking about other people. Period. Even something good because it could lead to something bad. Why is that? Right? We know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Right? One of the Tanoim was Mona the Shevach of his Talmidim. Ashri Yoladato. So, Bezhan, we'll start with this tomorrow in terms of when are you allowed to give compliments, what are the limitations, when could it lead to Lashon Hara, and a couple of other points relating to this last sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.